Good evening, everyone. As we gather ourselves for the annual Christmas chapel, let me warmly welcome you from Campus Ministries and the Music Department and the Theater Department here at EMU. It's good to gather at this time for celebration, and I'm glad you've chosen to do so. And I thank Ken Nafziger and Heidi Winters-Vogel, and also the faculty and students from the music and theater departments, and those involved with chamber singers for the preparation for leading us in worship and celebration of the season and of Christ. To keep with the season, we invite you to simply take everything in for this service and refrain from applause. Just let it settle and sink and hold what you're experiencing in this service.
Thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great.
What?
Mary, I can't go on repeating this time after time.
Who are you?
I'm the angel of the Lord.
You're a boy.
Yes.
You're only a boy.
No.
You said. Conceive what?
Conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son.
Have a baby?
Yes.
Like them?
No.
Oh, I can't. I haven't got a husband like them, thank God.
Not like them. And not...
I haven't even got a boyfriend.
Like any child ever. Listen.
Oh, I hate boys. You must have the wrong Mary.
The Holy Ghost shall... I beg your pardon.
I said, you must have the wrong Mary.
Is that possible?
Possible. There's three Marys just on my street. Everybody is named Mary. That's the trouble with this town. People get the same ideas over and over again.
Oh, I am sorry.
Oh, what for?
My mistake. I...
Everybody makes mistakes here. Look confident, you get more things right. It's how I do. Most people don't know the difference anyway. If I haven't got a husband, or a boyfriend, or something male...
It's a virgin birth.
A what?
Listen, Mary. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing that shall be born...
Without even asking me!
...shall be called the Son of God. For with God nothing shall be impossible.
I have other plans!
What plans?
To go to Jerusalem! I'm saving every
You'll
cent
go to
make
Jerusalem.
Something of myself!
Mary, be still. I tell you, God is to be born of your womb, and live on the earth as one of you, and everyone shall see in him the love that shakes the stars. And you have other plans?
I do! Give up everything I thought of all my life? For what? Go back and tell them I said never!
I can't go back. They said... God? God? I don't see what to do. God, it is very dark on the earth. And if I can't see my way, how can these creatures... They have not much light in them. And they do each other harm in the dark. Oh, I know you know that. It's why your light is to become flesh, so that everyone will live more joyously in love than in hate, and see one another as themselves. But this girl who complains... It will be here dark here for some time. Is that what you want? God? God, if you're always silent, how shall I know you hear? Answer me.
Oh. Some want to keep a gospel so disembodied that it doesn't get involved at all in the world it must save. Christ is now history. Christ is in the womb of the people. Christ is now bringing about the new heavens and the new earth.
The angel Gabriel said to a young woman named Mary, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You'll conceive and bear a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, Deliverance. His dignity will be great, and he will be called the only begotten Son of God. His reign will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have never been with a man?"
"This blessing is for the moment. After clarity has come, after inspiration, after you have agreed to what has seemed impossible, this blessing is what follows after illumination departs, and you realize there is no map for the path you have chosen, no one to serve as guide, nothing to do but gather up your gumption and set out. This blessing will go with you. It carries no answers, no charts, no plans. It carries no source of light within itself, but in its pocket is tucked a mirror that from time to time it will hold up to you to remind you of the radiance that came when you gave your awful and wondrous yes."
Thank you.
much to ask of one small virgin that she should stake shame against the will of God. All she had to hold to were these soft inward flutterings and the remembered sting of a brief junction, spirit with flesh. Who would think it more than a dream wish, an implausible, laughable defense? And it seems much too much to ask me to be a part of the different thing, God's shocking, unorthodox, unheard of thing, to further heaven's hopes and summon God's glory.
While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her delivery. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She put him in a simple cloth, wrapped like a receiving blanket, and laid him in a feeding trough for cattle, because there was no room for them in the inn.
I'm This is no time for a child to be born. With the earth betrayed by war and hate and a comet slashing the sky to warn that time runs out and the sun burns late. That was no time for a child to be born. In a land in the crushing grip of Rome, honor and truth were trampled by scorn, yet here did the Savior make his home. When is the time for love to be born? The inn is full on the planet Earth, and by a comet the sky is torn. Yet love still takes the risk of birth.
There were shepherds in the area, living in the fields and keeping night watch by turns over their flock. The angel of God appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them. They were very much afraid. The angel said to them, "You have nothing to fear. I come to proclaim good news to you, news of a great joy to be shared by the whole people. Today in David's city, a Savior, the Messiah, has been born to you. Let this be a sign to you. You'll find the infant wrapped in a simple cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in high heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom God's favor rests." The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see this event that God has made known to us." And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger.
Thank you.
the next day, the stable was empty. An angel had told Mary and Joseph to flee, and so the family had gone away to a far-off country. Now people who came to find the child and worship him would have to find him elsewhere, in some other ways. The shepherds were lucky. They never had to believe in something they had read about. They just came and saw it. Came and saw God lying in the straw.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
O you who bear the pain of the whole earth, I bore you. O you whose tears give human tears their worth, I laughed with you. You who, when your hem is touched, give power, I nourished you. Who turned the day to night in this dark hour, light comes from you. O you who hold the world in your embrace, I carried you. O you who laughed and ate and walked the shore, I played with you. And I, who with all others died for, now I hold you. May I be faithful to this final test. In this last time, I hold my child, my son, his body close enfolded to my breast. The holder held, the bearer bare. Mourning to joy, darkness to mourn. Open my arms Your task is done.
Thunder rumbles in the mountain passes, and lightning rattles the eaves of our houses. Flood waters await us in our avenues. Snow falls upon snow to avalanche over unprotected villages. The sky slips low and gray and threatening. We question ourselves. What have we done to so affront nature? We worry, God. Are you there? Are you there really? Does the covenant you made with us still hold? Into this climate of fear and apprehension, Christmas enters. Streaming lights of joy, ringing bells of hope, and singing carols of forgiveness high up in the bright air. The world is encouraged to come away from rancor, come the way of friendship. It is the glad season. Thunder ebbs to silence, and lightning sleeps quietly in the corner. Flood waters recede into memory. Snow becomes a yielding cushion to aid us as we make our way to higher ground. Hope is born again in the faces of children. It rides on the shoulders of our aged as they walk into their sunsets. Hope spreads around the earth, brightening all things, even hate, which crouches, breeding in dark corridors. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. At first, it is too soft, and then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. It is loud now. It is louder, louder than the explosion of bombs. We tremble at the sound. We are thrilled by its presence. It is what we have hungered for. Not just the absence of war, but true peace. A harmony of spirits, a comfort of courtesies, security for our beloveds and their beloveds. We clap hands and welcome the peace of Christmas. We beckon this good season to wait a while with us. We, Baptists and Buddhists, Methodists and Muslims, say, come, peace. Come and fill us with our world, with your majesty. We, the Jew and the Jainist, the Catholic and the Confucian, implore you to stay a while with us so we may learn by your shimmering light how to look beyond complexion and see community. It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. On this platform of peace, we create a language. We translate ourselves to ourselves and to each other. At this holy instant, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Into the great religions of the world, we jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues the coming of hope. All the earth's tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We, angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at each other, then into ourselves, and we say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother, peace, my sister, peace, my soul.
The Spirit of the Exalted One is upon me, for God has anointed me. God has sent me to bring good news to those who are poor.
When the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed him, he unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of God is upon me, because the Most High has anointed me to bring good news to those who are poor,
to heal broken hearts, to proclaim release to those held captive and liberation to those in prison, to announce a year of God's favor."
God has sent me to proclaim liberty to those held captive, recovery of sight to those who are blind, and release to those in prison, to proclaim the year of God's favor
and the day of God's vindication, to comfort those who mourn, to provide for all those who grieve in Zion, to give them a wreath of flowers instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of tears, a cloak of praise instead of despair.
Rolling up the scroll, Jesus gave it back to the attendant and sat down. "Today," he said, "in your hearing, this scripture passage is fulfilled."
No one can celebrate a genuine Christmas without being truly poor. The self-sufficient, the proud, those who, because they have everything, look down on others, those who have no need even of God, for them there will be no Christmas. Only the poor, the hungry, those who need someone to come on their behalf will have that someone. That someone is God. Emmanuel, God with us. Without poverty of spirit, there can be no abundance of God.
Forgive us, God, when we live our lives within the lines, when we say, "This is the shape of our work, this is the boundary of our habitation, these are the limits to our love, these are the lines of our vision, these and none other." Draw us beyond our patterns into yours. Shifting, moving, curving, spiraling, many-colored, ever-changing, stretching, pushing, challenging, renaming, unsettling, disturbing, casting forth, and welcoming home. Shout for joy,
the whole earth and everything within.
Rejoice,
for light has come into the world.
The mountains sing, the seas resound to the
praise of your name. Salvation, once promised, is here on earth.
The angel song
rings in the air.
A child has been born.
Hallelujah. The Savior of the world is here.